Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we're going to speak about friendship. Friendship is a very important part of life. It is through our friends and with our friends that we're able to experience wonderful times. It is those times that make for wonderful memories, which make a life worthy of being lived. Friends are people who share your beliefs, your values, and your attitudes in many cases. They may not share your politics, but you know they have your back. You know that they have your back because when you've called on them, they've been there. And when they've called on you, you've been there. And I'm going to tell you that this is the most important thing that we have in life, is our friends, aside from our health. Because our friends let us know that we're loved, that we're cared for, that we're believed in, and they let us know that we matter. I'd like you to think about the people who you have in your life right now. I'd like you to think about how they treat you. Do they treat you with respect? Or do you end up being the butt of their sarcastic joke? Because if that's the way they're treating you, at least to my mind, they're not your friend. Are they people who are always calling on you to do things for them repeatedly, and yet when you call them to help you with something, they never have the time or the ability to help you? I wouldn't consider those friends either. Are these people who never take your calls and put you in voicemail all the time? Or never respond to your emails? These also would not be friends. Though, I do have friends that are pretty bad about getting back to me at times, either on emails or on phone calls. Yet they let me know they care, because they'll call when they're in a better emotional state, to let me know that they're there, they're thinking of me. And interestingly enough, some of these people are the people who I call on due to those dreaded things like help me pack my myriads of moves or take me to the airport to go to some event. Or maybe they're just there to be present and I'm going through a hard time. Likewise, when they call on me, I'm there. Trust me, I don't like helping people pack. I don't like going to the airport. And frankly, there's a lot of things in life that I would rather not have to do for my friends. However, to be a friend means that you set those things aside and you're present anyway, and you do those things as best you know how. Because those people who are there for you, you need to be there in kind. That's what makes really good friends. Another thing here to keep in the back of your mind. Here in America, we seem to have this idea that we do our lives on our own. That we shouldn't ask for help when we need it. Not put other people out. And I'm here to tell you that no one does life on their own. We all need to help others. And we all need to ask others to help us when the need is there. When people show up to help you, you know that you have a true friend. When you show up to help your friend, you know you're being a good friend. And the feelings that emerge through these interactions grow deeper and deeper to the point where you know that you have something super special. Now, one thing that I'd like to bring out here is that many people only have one or two of these types of friends in their life. So don't believe that you need to have more than a handful of them. Because the reality is that we can't be there for everybody equally. There's only so many hours in the day and things that we need to take care of in those days. If you have one or two really good friends that you can count on, who you're there for as well, then you know that you have more than many people out there in the world. Because if you're a good friend, you'll earn a good friend. It's really as simple as that.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.